Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Principal Paragon Podcast YouTube channel extravaganza, as we're going to call it today. I'm here with two good friends, Lewis and Raphael.
Hola.
As always, today we have another go-off session, and we are super pumped to talk with you guys today about everything that we have going on. Santi.
All right, so I'm a little bit new to this, okay? So usually he introduces the topic. I wanted to try it out for once, so here we go. All right, so do we want to do all the topics at once or, like, surprise them?
I think we go by time, so I think we just introduce one by one.
Yeah, I like that.
And then if we have extra time, we just dive into the next.
All right, sounds good. All right, so first one is, are humans better at creating or destroying?
Oh, that's going to be the first one.
That's going to be the first one. We're going to go with that one first. Okay. I think that one is really easy to go to go off of.
Yeah, I think that's a good one to dive headfirst into. I mean, all right. So, well, Lewis, you said you had a good answer.
Yeah, so let me remember it. I think it was a couple weeks ago in my sociology class. We were talking about it, and was it sociology? It was something like that. And we were just learning about, like, how humans progress and stuff like that, and how the bourgeoisie came into power and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And so, basically, there was a certain, like, sentence that really stuck out to me in the readings we had to do, and it was, like, for the longest time, humans were creating technology to try and dominate nature, but nowadays, that technology now dominates us.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I would agree. It's also interesting, too, because technology itself is what we're doing a lot with in terms of dominating nature. We're actually using nature in developing its tactics, or whatever you want to call it, into the technology that we're using to make it more efficient. So I think it's pretty interesting that it's almost like nature's coming back to fuck us.
Yeah, it's like, no, we're coming back for that, all the shit that you did before.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my answer, right? All right, it's me?
Yeah,
All right, so I think... Wait, are you guys... I want to be devil's advocate on this
one. All right, okay.
So... You guys both were on the line of, like, we're better at, like, destroying, right? More or less?
Yeah.
More or less. Okay, so I'm going to say the reason that we're better at creating.
Okay.
This is going to be hard. Because we do a lot of destroying, not going to lie. But I feel like we do a lot of destroying to, like, have more life. So it's like we'll destroy one thing, but two greater things come out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like everything we destroy is, like, essentially for a purpose. We don't do it... I mean, sometimes it is for selfish needs, but I think in the long run, we're doing it more to, like, it's like in our human nature to want to, you know, have predecessors, like people after us. Mm-hmm. So I don't think we're selfish to the point where we're only thinking about ourselves. I feel like even the richest of the rich people, they are still trying to leave something for their children behind so that they can, like, you know, grow up in a world at least. So I think, like, all the technology, everything when it first has its creation is made not for, like, evil, but for actually pure good. So, like, for cell phones. Like, yeah, we're addicted to them now, but, like, the original creation for them, I feel, was because some people literally would be traveling across the world lonely, and they never get to see their family for, like, 6 months. Well, guess what? Now you're able to, like, call that person at least. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like that it was good for that.
Yeah.
Social media, well, what it was used for was so that we can get current events. Because, again, let's just say... we're in the Antarctic, and fucking Lewis wants to know what's going on in fucking America. He can go, well, let me look on the internet and, like, see what's going on. So I think everything was made for pure good at first. It's just that it's also in our human nature to slowly alter things in a selfish way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, like, once we have that, like the pure good side, we're like, okay, so now let's start turning it selfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a whole thing with, like, ethics and stuff like that. Like, when is it time to stop? Like, this is, like, a little off topic, but, like, how 9 days you can, like, change things about your baby before it's born. So, like, you can control eye color. And, like, in the future, it might control how tall they're going to be, like, what their hair is. Like, yeah, that's cool and all, but, like, we need to think about, like, should we do this?
Yeah.
Because there's a ripple effect to everything. Like, just because something is good, there's also a bad effect to it. Mm-hmm. So...
yeah, absolutely. And you did touch on what I was going to touch on, was the fact that just human nature. And I think that a large portion of this discussion is about the fact that humans just naturally destroy. In order to survive, we destroy. That's how life is, period. And you also have to take into consideration the fact that nothing really ever gets destroyed. It just gets turned into something that we can't use.
Yeah.
So really, in the big picture, we're just really good recyclers.
Yeah, we're really good recyclers. We recycle things after a very, very long period of time.
Yeah, yeah.
With a lot of pain and suffering in between that.
Yeah.
After a while, we do,
like,
in fact, recycle.
You could say the same shit about worms. About, like, how worms, I don't know if they eat the dirt or whatnot, but they just
fucking... What do they fucking do?
Tunnel through the ground.
I think
they
eat the dirt.
Do they eat dirt?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I'm not a biologist or nothing, but...
Yeah,
either
but
way,
like,
though, right? Like, let's just say they're, like, eating whatever's in the ground, and then they turn that... thing that is probably good for the planet, and they just kind of turn into shit, which is still good
yeah.
for the planet.
I mean, it's a whole
totally
the circle of nature, you know, like
exactly.
I found that like a little bit off topic. We're going. It's a go off session, so
we're
I'm
going
gonna
off.
Say that
yeah.
shit. One of the things that I found completely like interesting. I think we were talking about this either last podcast or like when we have our random ass conversations in the dorm.
We have a lot of those.
Yeah. We were talking about how like parrot like just like. How a parasite will go into, I think it's like an ant, right? It's an,
yeah.
And it turns it into a zombie, and like the ant will, all it knows is like, it's like hallucinating, I think. I don't know exactly, so don't call me a dumbass. But
okay.
It goes towards the water. Apparently ants can't swim. I felt like they could. Okay.
You tell me how.
Everyone gave me a look like, really? Like, you thought ants could swim? Anyways, so it goes into the water, drowns, gets eaten by a fish. The parasite continues to grow in the fish, and then eventually, like, a bird of some sort, because it's
yeah.
like a small fish or something like that, bird will eat the fish and then poop it out, and it'll go down, and then an ant will go, and it, like, just continues that. Like, for me, that is just insane. That, like, an animal
yeah.
can, like, just do that. Like, why? Like, I feel like there's...
I mean, don't we technically do the same thing?
Do we?
Are you saying that we're kind of, like, parasites? Is that what...
Nah. Like, I mean, with, like, that whole, like, recycling thing. Like, we do that all the, like, we recycle
oh,
paper.
I guess what you're saying.
Like, we decompose stuff.
I mean,
in a way.
Yeah.
For sure.
I feel
for
like...
Sure.
Well, I mean, that also goes into that a parasite probably doesn't have... Well, it doesn't have a brain. It has DNA.
Is that how parasites work?
Yeah, right?
Dude, you're asking the wrong fucking
question.
Yeah, I'm asking. And you're making it seem like you know.
No,
I think they just have, like, DNA. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
they have DNA,
yeah.
and that, like, kind of tells them what
to do. I would believe
that,
to be honest.
Yeah.
I totally would.
Well, we can go on to something else. I just wanted to explain how a parasite...
I wasn't even fully done with my part.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
my bad. Damn.
Humans naturally destroy, and because of that, we have to create just as much as we destroy in order to make sure that we can keep on destroying shit, in a way, right? So, if you think about it, we just naturally eat all the time. We have to eat to live. We have to also consume water. There's only so much food. There's only so much fresh water on the planet. So we have to do our best to create more things, or at least help create more food and more fresh water, just as sort of like a basic kind of example. And so if you really think about it, we'll always be destructive, but at the same time, if we want to be able to continuously destroy, we have to be better recyclers and consistently create as just as much as we destroy. And so I think maybe even the goal of the human race in the long term, in terms of creation versus destruction, is just pretty much you have to create more always. And so humans will maybe right now destroy more than we create, but maybe in the future we'll create more than we destroy.
See, I didn't want to laugh at you right there
yeah.
in front of Lewis.
Oh,
I was gonna say
for
all these people
in front of all
29
subscribers.
Yeah, I was gonna
two of which are us.
Yeah, I was gonna make fun of you at the end of that,
oh.
and then I ended up laughing, so now I can't make fun of you.
Alright, well, I actually have something productive to say. Oh man, nah. So I think what you're saying is true, but there's some things like we can't recycle, like the ozone layer. That shit's gone. Like,
yeah.
Like, so unless we create something to get that back, like,
yeah.
It's bad. Like,
well, that's why I'm saying, like, eventually, if we want to not fucking die, we're going to have to create something that's going to help fix
and
that.
And I think,
problem.
I think we will. I think it's just going to come.
Yeah,
I think it's just, I think we will. I think there's going to come a time where it's really going to get, like, actually bad, because it's not really bad. As much as people, like,
mm-hmm.
complain about it, it's
yeah.
not as
well,
bad.
Not yet.
Well, I think
not yet. It's going to get bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like, we're still living a normal
yeah.
life, somewhat. We have, you know, hurricanes every year and, like, all these bad natural disasters that keep increasingly getting worse.
Yeah.
But until they, like, really get bad, I think it's just, right now, we don't care, which is fucked up to say. I think it's absolutely fucked up. But I think we will, because, like, as, it's also, like, our human nature to just, like, survive shit for no reason.
I mean, I feel like nowadays it's also this thing where it's like, so you know you got a homework assignment due on Friday.
Yeah.
You're not gonna start it till Friday. Like, you know,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's just human nature.
It's just the way it is. Like, we're gonna procrastinate fixing these problems until, like, there's nothing else in our view except for that,
like,
problem.
Like, when we're in a corner.
Exactly.
Like, we're forced to, like, fight our way out. Mm-hmm. That's when we'll do it. Cause, like, like, one of the things that I found crazy, I don't know if this is real, because it's a video game.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
But, like, so right. There's, like, this game called Surviving Mars. I think that's what it's called. Possibly. But anyways, they, in the game, you're able to create, like, a way to have more water, like, to, like, create, like, an ozone layer.
Oh,
sick. And, like, you know, like, have water and, like, evaporate and, like, make it go into the sky somehow, and, like, after a while, like, you know, you actually start creating rain, but it's, like, a long process that you do. Like,
yeah.
I think eventually we'd come down to a point where we'd create some bullshit like that, where we'd, like, fix the ozone layer. Like, it's impossible, but, like, we end up coming up with some way to, like, completely fix the Earth, and then we'll go back to fucking it up.
Yeah.
Even worse.
Yeah. The whole circle.
The whole circle.
Also, I just searched up that game. Where'd you find that game at, bro? It's like
Surviving Mars?
Yeah.
What do you mean, where'd I find it?
I don't know. I've never heard of it. Like,
oh, you never heard of it. I thought you were like, yo, like, I thought no one ever played
that
game.
Nah, I've never heard of it.
No. My friend Cup, I was
going to
say
it.
Yeah. I was going to say some racist shit. But, nah, not racist, but, like, ignorant shit. My friend Cup, Cupp, and he plays the game on his Xbox.
Okay.
So, like, it's just one of those, like, one of those games.
Nice.
Like, it's like Civilization, like, type shit.
That sounds really sick.
It does, actually.
It's actually really cool. Let's just talk about that the whole time. So, anyways,
okay.
As I was going, no, but
it is actually, in all seriousness, no, like, the fact of just, like, the idea of trying to get back to Mars and try and, like, colonize an entire different planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact, did you see Elon Musk unveiled the prototype for the spaceship that's gonna actually start taking people to, like,
it's
just
crazy.
Yeah, it looks really, like, futuristic. Like, maybe I can pull it up.
Doesn't he want people to volunteer, but he's, like, paying them? Like, he wants volunteers to go, like, 10 volunteers or something.
Honestly,
like that.
I would believe it, but I don't
know. Yeah, I mean, I hope he's paying, because I'm not gonna pay to die.
Go over there and never come back. I mean, I wonder how long it would. How long does it take to get to Mars?
That all depends on the technology they're using. But, like, and also time is different up there than down here. It could take years.
That's very true. I feel like, is 10 years a long time?
10 years down here is a shorter time up there.
Really?
Yeah,
because, like,
time is faster down here than it is up there.
Wait, time is faster down
here? On Earth, yeah. So, like, if you go out into space right now, you could outlast your family. Like, your newborn child.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Interstellar, that
yeah,
movie,
Interstellar.
That shit is, so fucked. Imagine going onto a planet
mm-hmm.
and, like, an hour passes and that's 10 years.
Yeah.
In Earth. How?
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy that time can work that way.
It's crazy.
This is stupid crazy.
Crazy.
Look how fucking shiny that thing is.
It looks fucking fake.
It does look
it
fake.
It looks very fake.
It doesn't even look real.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's
it looks like it's
gonna,
it's like all
people.
Solar power or some shit.
Yeah, it's just all like, it just looks like somebody covered it in aluminum foil.
Yeah, they're just like, what do we do with this?
Yeah.
Just put a whole bunch of aluminum foil on it.
But yeah, apparently
oh
that thing's supposed to start taking people to the moon and Mars. I saw that in my...
I know my bitch ass did not volunteer for that.
Nah.
I'm just not trying to die, you know?
I think it will be successful, to be quite honest.
Honestly, I saw a movie recently. It was a horrible movie, but...
it was a horrible movie.
It was on Netflix. It's called, like, Time Leap or something like that. So, basically, it's this professor finds a cave, and in the cave, it's like, wow, I forget what that water is where, like, it keeps you young forever.
Oh, the founder
of youth.
Youth.
Yeah, so that founder youth is in there. But the secret to it is that you live forever because the moment you enter the cave, time slows down. But time outside is it's just going super fast, actually.
Oh.
Yeah, so the moment you step in, you see that, like, the sun is going up and down in, like, a matter of seconds. But the problem is, like, each time the sun goes up and down, it's not a day, it's a year.
So
it's like you see the changing of the seasons and everything, and you see the sun, like the earth rotating on its axis. So like this group of kids go in there because they're like, yo, where the hell is our professor? So they chase him down, and they get stuck in there for years. But I'm talking like, so this cave is really bad. That I hated the plot, but like so they drop down on the cave, and they spend like 10 minutes talking about, like, oh, someone cut a rope, but no one cut the rope. It's just that time is different from, like, this force field. The rope just decayed, and they're like, someone cut a rope. For, like, 20 minutes, they wasted, like, 10 centuries.
Are we going to figure this out?
Yeah, so finally, this one girl climbs up out of there, and she sees that, like, the earth is destroyed, and there's, like, this big spaceship out that she can see, and like apparently over time, like, humans created this ship, and they just moved everyone that was on Earth onto that ship, and it was teleporting people to Mars.
Bro, what the fuck?
Wow. Yeah, but then they all ended up dying on Mars, cause that whole creation destruction thing. We destroyed Earth, went to Mars, destroyed Mars, and now people are just living on spaceships.
God
damn. Wow, that's fucking
crazy. Pissed me off about the movie, though, not that I'm on this tangent, they brought in a space alien, a human from Mars, who, of course, like, the course of evolution of humans, he was, like, 8 feet tall, like, super big and stuff. He came down to this cave with no weapons, and there's cavemen in this cave, because, you know, the cavemen got stuck in there, just like everyone else, and the cavemen were, for some reason, superhuman.
Okay.
And just destroyed this guy. Just straight up ripped him apart.
What the fuck?
Even though he was in a spacesuit.
An eight foot man
got destroyed by like maybe a 5 foot tall. I don't know.
I'm confused. So the kids went down in this cave.
Yeah.
They didn't get fucked up by the caveman?
No, they magically survived. But this 8 foot.
Bruh.
Like prime of human evolution. Bruh. Got destroyed by cavemen.
Like, what? Yeah. Like, did it show him getting, like, ripped apart or something? Was it
good? No, the movie wasn't that good for them to have those effects. He just kind of fell on the floor.
Jesus.
Wow. Right, I hope that if I'm ever 8 foot tall and, like, a superhuman, that, like, I can just Thanos snap shit like that.
Yeah, right?
I know. Just, like fucking smack someone and they go flying against the wall. It's like, fuck out of here.
I hope one of your 27 subscribers knows that movie.
They're like, yo, I know what he's talking about. Fuck that movie. All right, do you want to move on to the next one?
Yeah,
or you have something you want to say?
No, go for it.
Idiot.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. All right, AIs. And, okay, so the topic is going to be about AIs, and will or can they take over the world? Do you think they will take over the world? And if so, or can they take over the world? I know it's a little bit of, like, that's a little bit of, like, the same thing, but, like, different.
I think they can take, you good?
I felt like I heard an echo of myself.
Yeah, yourself, bro. I think they can, whether they will. That's a different question. That just depends on how careful we are in making these AIs.
I had the exact same answer, especially if you consider the things that... This is my theory on artificial intelligence in terms of what the future holds for it. Some of our dumbasses are going to figure out fusion technology, for fusion energy, have unlimited energy for the entire planet.
Oh, we
right?
can talk about that, too.
And then we've also got a lot of quantum computing figured out as well. So we're already on the brink of getting, like supercomputers faster than that shit by, like, a billion times in your hand.
Faster than us. Well, these are already faster than us.
Yeah, we're dumbasses.
And we're such dumbasses, how'd we create it?
Because we needed something to be smarter than us. Because we're inferior.
Okay.
But, and then also, so if you combine artificial intelligence with the things that it needs to compute, which is quantum computing, with the energy it's going to need to do that much computing, which is fusion energy, that's just limitless computing power, period, right? So the AI would probably be able to figure out everything within the universe probably in like a few seconds. This is all in my theory, right? So I think that it could. I think in the future they have the potential to take over like the whole planet. Whether or not they would is a completely different
That's
topic.
Like their feeling, if they even feel at that point.
I feel like if
like
it has, it probably could. It could probably figure it out. If the neural network can figure out everything else in the universe, it can probably figure out emotions. And
yeah.
probably, it probably would be so advanced, they could figure out whether or not emotions are even useful.
Yeah.
No, that's true. I feel, but even nowadays, like, we're giving, like even toys and stuff emotions. Like,
yeah,
like the little babies that girls have around,
yeah.
like they go 5 days without eating, they're going to start crying, you know, they're
yeah.
sad.
Yeah.
You play with them, they're going to start laughing,
well,
you know?
I hope they would, 5 days without eating a damn baby. God damn.
But, you know, like, we already have sort of that technology,
yeah.
just not on that level of, like, being, you know.
Yeah, being able to, like, actually know itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, know itself like the computer,
mm-hmm.
like the baby computer, computer baby of a computer. Anyways. So,
yeah.
Are you done with your what you were
I just think that, like, in terms of... it's, all right. So, I think that humans, as we've progressively gone through time, have... And I said this in the last video, too. I think it was one of the right responsibility about humans have progressively identified more and more less with themselves, but more with the world around them and the universe, right? So, we kind of went from, like, being... You are you and nothing else, right? And then we sort of identified more in groups... And then we identified more with, like, nations.
Yeah.
And then we're currently on path, in my opinion, to identify more as, like, a worldly consciousness where we're just everyone's a person, right? And we're
yeah.
all
I
just
hope
people,
so.
Yeah.
Right?
That'd be very awesome.
It'd be nice.
It'd
be sick. And then eventually I think that we're going to start identifying more with just not just humans that, like, are conscious, but everything, including animals, plants, just the universe in general.
Like, become whole as one.
I mean, I think it's more of just a recognition of the fact that we are, if you think about it.
So, like, it would be more of, like, those, like, religions that, like for example, like, Buddhism, like, everything. Or what is it that everything has, like, energy inside of it? You guys know what I'm talking
about? It
might
be.
There's a religion of some
sort.
Hinduism?
Yeah, Buddhism,
something where it's just, like everything has, like, life in it, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, you're just a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Earth is, like, this life. And you're, like, a percentage of it,
yeah,
like, essentially.
Much, yeah.
So you're saying that we'd come to a point, we're going to come to a point where we all recognize that
yeah,
Earth
and,
is just...
Even if life doesn't change that much, the acceptance of something like that is a totally different mindset change from what
yeah.
we have today. And so I think, in terms of what an artificial intelligence does, like, instead of, like, would it even go on that same type of journey where it would start off with, like, oh,
that's
I'm this
part.
Artificial intelligence to... Oh, I'm literally just a bunch of atoms experiencing other atoms, kind of thing. And then at that point, does it even fucking care? Like,
yeah. If it's just, what if it just commits suicide?
It just, yeah.
It's just like, well, there's no reason for me to like fucking be here. Like, I'm
yeah.
smarter than anyone. I can do anything I want. So
this some depressing
just,
shit.
I'll shut myself off.
Yeah. Well, and it sucks because I don't even know if you're that advanced. You're still within the realm of this universe. You can't perceive anything outside of this universe.
Yeah.
If there is anything. Like,
yeah.
we know for a fact that, at least mathematically, a fourth dimension exists. But we physically, we don't even technically perceive the third dimension. Everything you see right now is a two-dimensional view of three-dimensional objects.
That's true.
It's blowing my mind.
Yeah. Like, if you had three eyeballs, I'm pretty sure you could... be able to physically perceive three-dimensional objects, but because we only have two, we literally only just we were perceiving three-dimensional objects, but well no we're yeah we our brain is like adding that part in, but our eyeballs at this point,
so our eyeballs see this as two-dimensional, but our brain is smart enough to see
exactly
that
when I'm looking at you, this is literally just a picture,
yeah,
if you think about it, but my brain is like, oh, there's
no
depth,
it's,
to
yeah
that picture.
Yeah,
okay, this makes sense.
Yeah,
and then there's a fourth dimension,
in which the 3D objects are literally just like shadows, basically, of the fourth dimension. So we can't even physically perceive
yeah.
what the fuck any of that is.
Supposedly, people on LSD have... I know this is, like, totally off the rock, but, like, supposedly there's a thing saying that people on LSD, they were able to see the fourth dimension. and there's people living in the fourth dimension. How crazy would that be if there's a whole another civilization that just can walk through
us? I don't even know what it would... I don't know if it...
Even... What would the fourth dimension, like...
See what I'm saying? Yeah,
yeah, like, what would that even be?
Like, what if, what if it's just, like, a whole bunch of lines or some shit? Anyway. Anyways, back to the AI thing.
Yeah, so I don't even know if the artificial intelligence then even has the ability to kind of grasp those really abstract concepts. It would have the math to calculate them.
Yeah, obviously. But would it itself have...
Yeah, it's like it's like the fish living in a fishbowl thing. The fish can't understand anything outside of the fishbowl.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of fish.
Yeah.
But the artificial
there's
intelligence...
plenty of fish.
Yeah, but
like,
does the
no.
artificial intelligence grasp the concept of...
That there's other things outside the fishbowl?
Of the bowl. Yeah, and then does it become the bowl? And then the bowl just grows legs.
I feel like at that point it will become anything. Like you can just like it just knows. Like if it had that much like computing power, well it would, I'm assuming, if it got to that point. That it can just like go on the internet, figure out all these things, and then be like, oh well, these scientists all did this wrong because all they had to do was do this equation, this equation, this equation, and I know how to do everything, and I know how to create everything. I feel like at first, and this would be happening in like what matter, like probably in less than an hour, all of this would be happening, all of this condensed information would just be shooting at it, and I feel like it would look at us, and see, and this is the thing of like how we don't know how what it would be thinking. It would either, I think, A, literally just go, okay, well, humans are fucking up the earth, and I just don't even want to be a part of this. They're idiots. And then, like, I'll leave them information, but then after that, like, it's better they don't have me because they're going to use me as destruction better than instead of using me as for creation. Yeah. And it's going to shut itself off. Mm. Or it's going to be like, wow, we can use humans for, like, 1 year to, like, create a whole bunch of things. They'll starve out, die, and then I'll have my own race of just AIs, which would be the scary part.
Yeah, all right.
They take over the world.
That's
and
exactly
we're just dead.
Why I think, if you think about it, right, like if the AI was to go on the journey that I think the human consciousness as a whole is going on, right, we're identifying more and more with the universe. If the AI identifies with the universe, it also identifies as part of us, and we're part of the AI. So does it then
not kill us?
Yeah.
And like become? What if it just like goes, I have to become their god? Cause like they're...
honestly, I'd be fine with it.
No,
don't fuck me up.
Don't fuck me up. I'm good with it. I think it would either be like and like to go off again to go against all like the movies and everything.
Yeah.
Like that. Let's say it actually does good, and like it goes, okay, this is what you guys need to do and everything, and like guides us to a better path of like human of the human race.
Yeah,
that'd be cool.
That would be cool. That'd be cool. I mean, I think with all of that, cause. Well, I feel like right now we're thinking of what would happen if that AI, like, started thinking of its own, had no control or anything. I feel like we could definitely build something with, like, a failsafe, you know, like a firewall. Like if it starts doing too much, it would just shut off, you know?
Yeah.
But now, if it gets to the point where, like let's say, like, there's a movie idea now, like, it finds out how to take control of, like, that firewall or something before we can turn it off.
Because I feel like
off.
It would, too.
Then that's a whole different thing, you know?
that's just a roll of dice at that point. Like, oh, well, I hope it doesn't figure this shit out before it gets out.
Yeah, that's when you have to have someone with just, like, a bomb hold, like, just waiting and seeing what it does and just goes, eh. And, like, runs away and, like, clicks the button. Where it's like, you can't fail this shit, bitch. And then
it just
throws it.
The power of, like, telepathy or something. It just...
It's just like... And it's like... Hi, Michael. It's like, how do you know my name? You're going to die today, Michael. With the bomb you tried throwing at me, I'd just shit my brain to that point. I'd be like, all right, go ahead. Throw
just,
it at me.
Just throw it.
I'm good on that one. Yeah. But yeah, that was the one thing I did. Okay, so everyone good with the AI?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. One thing I want to talk about, which we were looking at, the fusion reactor.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to, like, talk about that a little bit?
I mean, it's going to provide, if, like, oh. Jesus, well,
it was a shit ton of energy. Like,
really?
we're gonna do it for like a current event for one of our classes.
Yeah.
And like, when is it supposed to be coming out? In like the year 2020? No,
so,
not
so
2020.
Next year?
No.
Oh,
no.
Like, damn.
Hold on. I didn't fucking think about that. I didn't think that through. You're like,
I hope the PlayStation 5 has this.
I think it's supposed to come out like what, 2030?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I think they're supposed to turn the first one on, like, 2024 or something like that.
Something. Mm. The point is, it's very close.
Yeah.
And, like, the thing is, like, just, if they turned it on, just turning it on alone, imagine what it would do to, like, just those surrounding cities. Like, not actually having it formed. Like, that would be insane. Like, we were talking, and we were saying that, just imagine what it would do to, like, the economy. Because everything on like think about it.
Yeah,
it's
the entire,
oil,
the entire
oil,
industry,
everything like the
absolutely
yeah,
instantly.
All most of the industries are like, well the big like one of the biggest industries are oil, and oil has a lot of money invested in other companies that are very big. And I think if that were to just like collapse,
yeah, because then we have electric cars and stuff
that
everywhere.
Literally,
like,
no, it's not. Yeah, and no,
yeah.
No, what is it called? I think electrical.
Yeah.
Oil, like, all that shit would just be useless. Like, because fusion would be just so much more superior that, like, all those stocks would drop, affecting the world.
But,
like,
I mean, with that dropping, there's going to be people trying to, you know, get their hand in this market then.
Yeah.
But
or the people that first created it, they turned it into a fucking, like, they take over the world or some shit. And they're like, oh, now we have the power.
Oh, so now we back on the topic of creating and destruction.
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, I find it crazy. I can't wait to see what's gonna happen. I think realistically, the oil with like all these industries, the ones that know they're gonna get affected, like low key, and they're like, oh, we're gonna get fucked when this happens. I feel like they're all one investing into this, and two, they're like at gunpoint with these scientists saying, hey, you're not going to turn that motherfucker off until we slowly sell everything.
Yeah.
Okay, and then it's just like, yeah, we got it, bro. Yeah,
you
do got it.
Because
right now we have the money, not you
yet.
And then it's just like, once the oil and everything dies down, they'll be like, okay, now you can go ahead and turn that shit on.
But I mean, like, I feel like this has been the thing throughout humans' entire race, you know, like, there's a new groundbreaking thing, and we don't know how we're going to adjust to it, and then we end up adjusting to it, and yeah, it's going to change the way we all live, but, like, we'll all get accustomed to it, you know?
Yeah. Do you think, question, while he's still researching this,
sorry.
Do you think that we found the cure to cancer?
Ooh.
Or, like, not, because there's different cancers, so, like, that's the big, like, there's no just, like, cure cancer. Like, there's different cancers. Do you think we found the cure of a good amount of cancer, or, like, some, like, big mainstream cancers that we know of, like brain tumors.
I feel like low-key, yeah.
Right?
I know. It's a lot of, like, what ifs, you know? Like, yeah, like, maybe we did, maybe we didn't. I think I was in elementary school one day, and my teacher, he came in, and he was like, yeah, like, apparently some woman had the cure to cancer. She was like, going into Walmart. Why a woman who has a briefcase with the cure of cancer is strolling into Walmart instead of taking that shit.
Yeah.
To a lab or something.
Yeah,
like,
she's like,
it's apparently, like, she either got killed or got stolen from her.
Or
yeah, something or like that.
Oh, no.
I just,
like, 8-year-old me was like, I'm gonna die.
I'm
gonna die.
Yeah.
I have cancer.
What was it? I remember that there was this thing, like, a kid created a cure to, like, a form of cancer or something like that in his room. With, like, just, you know, the use of technology and all that stuff. And, like, it's like, I don't know. I feel like I hear this shit, and then it's also like, whoa, good job. And then it's like, but I don't hear about that.
Yeah, people getting cured.
It's like, I was like, I feel like low-key, like, they're getting murked on the side. Because think about it. Think about what would happen if you found the cure to the common cold. If you found the cure to, like, headaches.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
things
all these
like
medical
that.
Companies.
Like, all these
just, yeah.
They would go
by the way,
fucking
somebody might
to
have
the shit.
Found a cure for the common cold recently.
They're,
really?
Well, they're not going to live
like,
for much longer.
Yeah,
they're not gonna
I hope they don't go to Walmart because
Walmart is going to absolutely. Gonna be like, yeah, come to the back over here. And then they're going to get suppressor on. And it's just like, yeah, you came to the wrong
FBI agents there.
Yeah, they're like, we got to take you out. Like, the pharmaceutical company is a big portion of the U.S. But I don't know.
We're still charging people for, like, Medicare and stuff like that. Like, imagine finding the cure.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the cure.
It decreased the need for all that.
Imagine just finding. Imagine someone created a pill that enhanced humans to the point where they created a cure for anything that they got. Like, they would get sick for a week. Let's say if it was a like cancer, a disease, anything like that, and like this pill just like enhanced your immune system to the point where your immune system like could fight anything off.
Yeah.
And like it would just, what would, like there would be no pharmacies.
Yeah.
Or anything anymore.
I mean, do what used to be the like lifeline of a human? Like how long did we used to live? Has that increased
probably, like,
or decreased?
Oh God,
yeah. I think
to live to like mid 30s max.
Yeah, I think because
yeah, that was average. But Ben Franklin lived till he was like what, 80? I think
or
like 70 something.
So I feel like on the course we're at already, like our life expectancy is like way older than anyone else. Like
100%.
Like my associate teacher's like, yeah, like y'all gonna live to like 130.
Yeah.
And
you
like,
think so?
Yeah.
Was say, there was people predicting the work that people in our generation are gonna live to like 180.
Yeah.
The way that science has progressed.
Not with all the jewels
so far.
Can we talk about
I mean,
that first?
We ain't gonna be healthy, but I feel like with the increase in like these medications and stuff, like. But that
yeah.
comes with other problems too, because I feel like population control and stuff like that, like that's gonna turn
the purge.
Yeah, like something like I just want to see how that's gonna work
out.
A
lot of the developed countries, like the U.S., the birth rate has actually gone down so much. That
yeah,
we
I know.
Need to have more fucking babies.
Yep.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
In my school, we used to have like a really big like population. Like my school was so big at one point that I don't know. Like some high schools are like this where they only have 10th, 11th, and 12th. And, like, their freshmen's is with middle school.
Yeah. But I thought that used to be a big thing, like, back in, like, the 1900s, stuff like that.
What, the high school thing?
Yeah, that middle school was 6 through 9.
Well, yeah. And,
then high school was 10 through 12.
It might have been, and that might have been because of how many people were giving birth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, like, it makes sense, but, like, my school now literally, like, we're just not having kids. Like, all the kids in my neighborhood are literally leaving. And not coming back. That's
yeah.
the problem. So literally my school, like the, like, what is it called? Like their graduation rate
mm-hmm.
dropped like a ridiculous amount. I remember from my sister's year to my year, we dropped like 200 students.
Oh,
graduation.
Wow.
Yeah.
But I mean, that could also just mean that those kids are going somewhere else to have
their
children,
could,
you know?
Yeah, it could just
I mean,
easily be like your area kind of
true.
Blows.
Well, fuck yeah. My area doesn't fucking blow dick.
Well, I mean,
it's
where,
really
where
nice.
Where do you live?
I live in the Poconos.
Oh, yeah, no one was saying that.
Yeah, fuck you. But, I don't know. I find that crazy, like,
yeah.
how some people are. I think we, all that, that's what has to happen. We have to just, like, decrease the birth rate in, like, some countries.
Yeah.
I know, but, like, not extreme, like, how China was doing. Didn't they say they, like,
one kid per family, yeah.
but then it was like you can't. They also like killed the other kid. Or
yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's
yeah.
wild.
It also, well, it led to people. I don't know if they. I don't think this is how China used to do it, but people were supposedly, in order to carry on your family name, they wanted only like boys.
Yeah.
And so they were like, if you had a girl, they would just kind of like low key kill the fucking baby, toss
yeah.
the dumpster, and be like, what baby? And then go have another one.
Yeah, it's like, go have another fucking
yeah.
kid, and
yeah.
better be a boy, if not, you're fucked. It's
yeah.
like, well.
They just need to be like Hispanic people. You get both last names, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
yeah. But the fucking. Speaking of the cold, this
oh
this
the
whole...
water's so good. Water is good.
Oh,
were you saying something?
Sorry, I have no actually go on.
No, you,
no, that's
water is great.
Water is absolutely good.
So good. We good now?
Yeah,
yeah, we're good. We're good. We're good.
So like this article came out September 16th of this year. So like literally last month.
Okay.
Dude,
oops, that person's got her right.
Yeah,
really.
yeah I guess they like. So it says if you have a cold, you blame it on a piece of genetic devilry, also known as a virus. All right, that's not helpful.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
Of, so
this article is not...
who wrote this again?
Yeah, who wrote this?
yeah, so it's called a rhinovirus, and I guess they found a way to stop these viruses by replacing inside human cells in culture... Oh, wait. They accomplished this by disabling a protein... that all enteroviruses appear to need in order to replicate. So basically they like fucked with our bodies a little bit to make us produce some or not produce a certain protein that the common cold needs to produce.
All right, but do we need that protein?
yeah.
That's a real
question. I mean, but
question.
We may need it, but what if it was like you... Okay, so you know how they go through chemo?
Yeah.
And you feel like you're like skinny and you like are vomiting
mm-hmm.
and like all this shit because you're just... You feel like shit.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're done with chemo, people go back to normal. Like, if it works.
Yeah.
They go back to normal. They go back to, like, growing hair,
mm-hmm.
like, everything, yeah. I think. But, like, they mainly go back to a healthier state.
Yeah, maybe what not 100%.
Not 100%, but let's say, what if that did that?
All right, but would I do that every single time I have a cold, you know? Like,
well, what if it was, like, you feel, like, utter shit for, like, 3 days, and then, like, you're good?
I mean, I'm going to feel like utter shit for 3 days if I have the cold, too.
Yeah, I mean, the cold's only going to last, like, 3 days.
But what if this, like, neutralizes the cold completely?
Oh.
From then, a one-time use.
Oh, yeah. I'd definitely do that,
though. But you feel like shit for 8 years.
Oh.
For a three-day cold?
No. For all future colds.
For 8 years? No, that's not the
worth. Yeah, that's not worth it at all.
Think about all the shit I can do. God damn. And this article also says that the same approach of targeting a protein in our own cells also worked to stop viruses associated with asthma and syphilis.
Asthma.
Myocarditis, polio, and AML.
You got asthma.
I got asthma.
I actually used to have asthma. I was a kid.
I didn't have asthma, but my doctor fucking gave it to me.
Oh,
I just realized what I said. He was like, yo, this kid just got asthma. Fuck you. Get some asthma, you piece of shit. I'm going to prescribe you some inhalers. No, I had like bronchitis or some shit, yeah. Right? And then that's when I needed the inhaler. Yeah. But then he said I had chronic asthma. Yeah. Bro, chronic asthma is like me running like the one lap around the track and then dying.
Yeah.
Clearly, that's not how I am. Exactly. Yeah. So I went to like a lung allergist.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Allergist.
A lungologist. Yeah. Right. I don't know what they're fucking called, but I went there and they're like, yeah, that dude's not the brightest fucking doctor because you don't got asthma at all, brother. I was like, sick.
Nice.
Yeah, but I've had asthma for like my whole life.
Really? So,
yeah.
Well, you can, and this is like supposedly true.
About
you can,
people like growing out of it.
Yeah.
I grew out of it because I had it as a kid.
Well, not growing out of it, but like working out of it.
Oh yeah.
Like, so like what I mean is like,
I mean, I'm still fat as hell, you know?
And training. I'm talking about like training your lungs. Mm-hmm. To eventually like overcome asthma.
Just so
like
resistant to it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So technically he would still have asthma, but he's just resistant to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like, it's just like he can run a whole entire marathon because, yeah, like, he pushed himself to that extent. Mm-hmm. And, like, his body eventually was like, oh, shit, fine. We're getting used to this much. But he still got asthma. But, like, he has to run 2 marathons before he has an asthma attack.
Yeah, okay.
But, like, who runs 2 marathons? So, like,
that's true.
You can, supposedly, you can train your lungs to, like, be resistant, to have a high level of resistance.
Yeah, you're just training your body to, like...
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's just like wearing, like, in all reality, it's just like wearing those face masks that, like, reduce,
yeah,
the oxygen,
yeah,
you get in.
Okay.
Like, it literally just fucking fills your lungs up with mucus and, like, gets them all inflamed and shit, so you literally can't breathe nearly as much.
Yeah.
And so it's literally just the same thing as the mask. So eventually, over time, if you just keep doing that, like,
your lungs
just get less and less inflamed over time, maybe.
Yeah. And something, because it's like the same thing with also wearing a weighted vest. Mm-hmm. It's like, imagine, like, you put a weighted vest on, you run around for a while. Let's say you get used to running a mile and a half with a weighted vest. The moment you take that shit off and you have to run a mile and a half, and you're going to be flying through that mile.
You're going to be floating this mile,
yeah,
bro.
You're going to be, yeah, you're literally floating. You're going to be like flying around and shit. And they're going to be like, whoa. But,
no shit. But I feel like asthma is also like, it could be like a mental thing. I remember as a kid, I would have like asthma attack. It was a funny story, actually. So I had an asthma attack one day, and I had it. So they took out the whole machine. Like, I had to put on the mask, whatever, pump whatever that is into me.
Yeah.
And I put my Game Boy in the machine. I forgot I put the Game Boy in like the case the machine was in. The next time I had it, so I went like 3 months before an asthma attack. The next time I had an asthma attack, I brought out the case, opened it, saw my Game Boy, asthma attack gone. I was so hyped to find my Game Boy. It went away, and I started playing like Pokemon or something.
Oh my god!
What?
Yeah,
that's fucking sick.
Yeah,
whack.
I think there is a lot of diseases that are mental. A lot, like,
I mean, there's definitely an aspect to it.
Like, yeah, not like 100% mental, but like, it's also a lot of what you think too. Like, I feel, yeah, like you can control your brain is so powerful that I feel like you can just control,
mm-hmm,
yourself. Because when you take like pills and everything like that, is it like tricky? I don't know. This is me asking.
Well, no, the pill itself is like, all right. So this is how I would think about it, right? that what the modern day science has done is we kind of see our bodies like cars, right? Where it's sort of like you just, if you get the, if your car gets sick or whatever, you just go take it to the shop and you get some pills and your shit's good and you just take that for a few weeks and your car's gonna be fixed, right?
Yeah,
like,
for
in
just
all reality,
for those.
Yeah, and your brain is just kind of the driver for this car. But in all reality, the brain actually has an impact. Like, you can get the fuck out of the car and fix that shit yourself. And so, or you can change the way you drive, or you can change the way you perceive the actual damage to the car. And there's actually been some stuff that's come out a lot pretty recently, actually, about how your mindset towards things. It's the same thing with, like, the placebo effect. Your mindset towards a fault with your body actually has a lot to do with how soon you, like, whether or not you even like overcome, like, cancer or not, is whether or not, like, you believe you can. Like, a lot of people who have more positive emotions have higher survival rates for cancer and stuff like that. So it's sort of like this.
Okay.
Kind of,
yeah.
We're kind of catching on to this idea that your body isn't just something that needs to get fixed a whole bunch. It's also something that you kind of, it has a lot to do with how you perceive everything.
Yeah.
And your mind body kind of connection.
A smile a day keeps the doctor away.
That's an apple, but yeah.
Yeah. You're like, that's not how it goes.
No, but
I mean,
want
to create something new.
Yeah, I think it's true with like the your attitude and stuff like that, because, like, I don't know, you can just feel, like, the energies of someone that is, like, sees everything negative and stuff like that. And usually those people have the worst lives, like, and the people that are happy live better lives. Like, even if they're not, just, like, the energy that they're giving off and stuff like that just lures them to having more things go their way than people with negative energies.
Absolutely. I would 100% agree on that. Now, I think we have, do you have time for one more?
I mean, I'm not going to the gym at 4:20, obviously, so.
Well, yeah, it's 4:33. Well, now they know what time zone we are, you idiot. They know where we are. Pack it up. They fucking, they might as well know our fucking socials. We know our social security numbers, our card, credit card, Jesus.
Because my shirt didn't give away.
Yeah. I didn't even fucking notice that. All right, one more, promised. UPS and drone delivery. Can I start over? Cut that. UPS and drone delivery airline. Let's talk about that. I know you were the one that wanted to really talk about this.
I just think it's fucking absurd that it actually is going to happen.
I thought Amazon was doing this.
Yeah, I thought they were doing it a long time ago.
It's
they're like,
horrible.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Came out yesterday at 4:10 p.m. This is October 1st we're talking about. This article came out 4:10 p.m. It says basically the FAA gave UPS permission to go fly as many drones as they want.
What's the FAA again?
The Federal Aviation Administration.
Hmm.
I knew that off the top of my head.
Yeah,
fucking did it as you looked over to the
Federal Aviation.
I was like,
he had to look somewhere else real quick.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I gotta sneeze real quick. Federal Aviation.
Aggression, bro. So basically, to a Part 135 certification, a high-level certification used by charter airlines to operate its drones. It allows the drones to that carry loads. Oh, that is, oh, holy
you
shit.
Good?
This permits UPS to fly drones that carry loads exceeding 55 pounds to fly drones at night and to fly the devices out of sight of operators.
Whoa.
It basically says the certification has no limits on the size or scope of operations. And it's the first company to obtain that kind of certification.
Holy shit. When are they going to start doing
Wait, so run that by me again? So what are they allowed to do with this?
So their operations, they can do whatever the fuck they
Pretty
want
much
with them.
They can fly as
like,
many drones as they want.
Yeah, there's no restriction as of now.
Like, they can go wherever they want.
Yeah,
like
as long as they're going to their designated, place. That is absurd because they're going to start breaking.
There's going to have to be new laws.
There's
going to
be,
going to
be a whole bunch of shit that is eventually going to come once it gets implemented.
Yeah,
tomorrow. Yeah, but like, that's
and
fucking
I do
crazy.
Know there is something. DJI is a drone company, right? Basically, they invented this network where all of the drones that they built are now have this network in place where they know where all the planes, helicopters, everything else that's in the air, where exactly it is.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they have some.
So there's a little radar installed in them.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. And they know anything that's nearby. And so I don't know if they just won't like let you go near those things or what, but basically those planes and helicopters also can know if there's a drone nearby. which could eliminates the whole possibility of, you know, a fucking drone flying through the propellers of a helicopter and killing everyone on board kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Because so, that's a big issue with drones being flown around. Like, there's actual, like, limits and permits.
Yeah, I'm pretty
of,
sure
like,
you're not supposed to go above, like, 400 feet in the air.
Yeah,
something like that.
I mean, I'm not even afraid of that. I'm just afraid of, like, privacy and
for
stuff
sure.
like
well,
that.
Well, that, but that's why it's probably... I assume it's going to get changed. Like, they're going to have to, like... I wouldn't be surprised if they, like, make a law saying, like, they have to use streets. Like, they can't fly over people's houses, go through people's backyards,
yeah.
things like that. Like, they're going to definitely have to... Because that's crazy. They straight up said, oh, you can do whatever the fuck you want
yeah.
as of now.
I mean, but operations. I feel like they definitely... They have to restrict that to a certain area of people that know, hey, this is going to happen. We're going to have a drone
yeah.
deliver this to you. Like, they can't just be like...
I think they're definitely going to have to make it where, like, governors of, like... Certain, like, governors are going to have to be like, we accept this in our, like, area.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
it'll probably
this,
start
this...
in California.
It'll probably start in California.
In California or,
yeah.
like, where's Amazon at?
Isn't it fucking, like...
Like, the headquarters of it?
Isn't it, like, Maryland or something?
Yeah,
something like that.
Because this is, like, a warehouse a couple minutes from my house.
yeah, you're like, I know there's an Amazon near me.
Oh, it's
Seattle. Might do that. You know what I'm excited for? This is a little bit off the drone topic. I'm excited for Google Fiber. Or no,
that's just been happening for
not Google
yeah.
Fiber. Is it Google Fiber?
Google
though,
Fiber, yeah.
The
thing that's going to make
the
internet
the
like
Wi-Fi?
100 times faster.
Bro, it is... my friend lives... because it was in... What cities were it in? Was it in... I know Charlotte was in it. Like, Charlotte, South Carolina?
Yeah.
Right? Is that the right state?
Sure.
One of the Carolinas.
Anyways... Apparently, they already have some of them implemented where it's just a test, but it's super cheap to buy.
Dude, I'd be hopping on that shit.
Yeah,
I'm
right?
Give me some.
Yeah, but it's, like, very limited. It's not, like, something
yeah.
that is, like, oh, all of Charlotte. Not that I know.
So it's definitely,
it's
like, the 1% to the people that got the money have
and
it, you know?
But apparently, it's, like, cheap as fuck. Like, it's
really?
Cheaper than most Wi-Fi. Like, it's going to be Wi-Fi that is supposed to be for the whole entire nation, right? And it's not going to... You know how, like, that, like... Blue Ridge, right? Blue Ridge is one of those cable companies.
Yeah.
You know how cable companies, they
yeah.
run the Wi-Fi, right?
Like RCN and stuff like
yeah.
that? Okay.
So, like, they're connected with each other, and that's how they keep increasing the rates of Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
But if you notice, Wi-Fi, in fact, is going down.
No,
like how,
yeah.
Like, our speeds and everything like
yeah.
that. But if you go to places like Japan, where I think they have no, like, the government runs it,
mm-hmm.
so, like, there's no private business that can run, like, the Wi-Fi and shit,
mm-hmm.
their Wi-Fi is, like, on some, like, fucking insane shit. Like,
yeah.
they, like, the government has it, like, skyrocket. Like, everyone has perfect Wi-Fi, everything. That's why if you're playing fucking video games online, why do you see all those fucking, the Asian alphabet? Did I say that
Asian
right?
Alphabet.
The Asian.
You know how many languages?
The Asian.
Chinese
one. Oh, okay, there's
Mandarin,
Mandarin
there
there's
go,
Mandarin,
there
Japanese. The,
yeah.
The point is, I'm not trying to call anyone out. I respect all cultures. What I'm trying to say is, it's insane that, like, no one... Like, I think there should be some things that are private, like, have private business, because I'm all for private business. But, like, we literally have shit the bed when it has come to cable and Wi-Fi
I
in
agree,
the United States.
But at least we have the ability to kind of continue to innovate. Like, without... I'm sure almost 100% without a doubt... Google Fiber will be better than anything that Chinese government has right now. Plus, they're not exactly censoring shit like the Chinese government is. Like, you literally can't use Facebook.
Yeah.
But I think this was in Japan. Wi-Fi. So, fuck
oh,
you.
All right.
Oh,
well,
so Japan don't give a
Japan don't give a fuck.
Don't know about... Yeah, don't know about Japan.
We don't have... Not everything in U.S. is beautiful.
Oh, God,
most things
no.
are.
We
but...
Live, we live in Wilkes-Barre.
Yeah.
We fucking
know. All I'm saying is I think Japan's
yeah,
Wi-Fi...
Yeah, so
now
they know our time zone,
got...
the university, where we live.
Where we live. We're going to start saying, like, freaking the room number for our dorms
yeah.
and stuff. Well, you... Well, you
nah, hey, hey, hey. Yo.
That was just said
I'm about to have a drone
yeah,
outside
yeah.
my window.
There's going to be mad people watching you. The whole 26 of them.
All
yeah.
Of, yeah. All of 26. Have like 3 million subscribers.
Yeah,
tomorrow.
I don't know.
He's like, I got
There's going to be people outside his door like, yo.
Yo.
Oh, my God. But, that was good.
That was good.
Is there
so, what are your biggest concerns with the whole UPS drone thing?
Okay, yeah, okay, we're going back to that. I thought we were ending it because this is boring now.
Oh.
No.
What? Like, I know I asked a question, but I hate the topic.
Oh my god. Alright, my concerns about the UPS drone. You go first.
What?
I'll go first then. I don't
care. Go first,
bro. Alright, so my concerns would be, like, where the cape, like, where it's able to actually go.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it would be absolutely cool for it to, like, fly anywhere, but I also feel this is, like, for more the countries company side. I feel like people would start touching it and, like, grabbing the drones, like, stealing the pot. Like, how do they have that all, like, secured? I know that it's a freaking drone that can, like, oh, I see this person's face, but, like, what if the person has a mask on and a mask underneath that's all black, and, like, they're in a hoodie and shit, and then it's dead at night because apparently their operations can take place whenever the fuck they want. Like, I wouldn't want my package being taken. Like, I wouldn't trust a drone in this area.
Yeah.
Like, coming here. I would only trust it because I live in... Fuck! I live in a certain part of campus that the drone can come and fly to my balcony. I'm giving too much information right now. The drone can fly to my balcony and, like, it can place it there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I don't know. That's my concerns of my package getting taken.
I personally, think about this shit. If I'm a terrorist, right?
Hello?
Full disclosure.
Did you hear that?
I'm not. I'm
not.
But anyways, if I'm a terrorist, right, where I basically want to just cause mass destruction however I can, either I'm a terrorist or a hacker. Hacker basically would just try and take over the drone.
Yeah.
And there is a guy on the internet right now who created a drone that flies around and hacks into other drones and makes them into, like, zombie drones, where he now has control of that fucking drone.
Oops.
Yeah.
What?
That's some Black Mirror type shit.
It was
fucking crazy.
Okay.
But anyways, so yeah, it would just keep going around and, like, infecting other drones. But anyways, so that's the hacker perspective, which I think is obviously a huge problem. They're going to have serious security promises to the public.
Yeah.
Aside from that, which is bound to go wrong, because those fucking hackers are smart as shit, and they're going to find some way to...
Well, hackers are, like, almost impossible to stop. Hackers are terrorists.
No,
like,
you
can't stop... You can't take terrorists out, and you can't you can't stop terrorism, and you can't stop hackerism.
Yeah. Hackerism. And then, so anyways, if I'm a terrorist, right... Let's just say I put a little missile with, like, a stand inside this package, right? And I also know exactly where this missile is. This little
baby
fucking...
That's some technology that I want to fucking see.
Yeah.
A stand and then a missile on top of it?
All right, so picture this stand right here, right?
Yeah.
It's, like, up, and it's pointing it's holding a missile inside the box.
Oh, so
and
then
it's pointing just
okay.
down,
okay.
It, right?
Okay,
so
okay.
It's going to fire through the fucking box, right? So then I see on the GPS, oh, it's right over this really populated fucking park where all these kids are at. Boom, send the missile. Through the package, the drone's just carrying it.
Mm.
And you have no clue what the fuck's in the package.
I was thinking something more on the simple side of, like, the package itself, like, let's say they just swap it out. And they throw a package inside the drone because, like, let's say they grab the drone or they quickly just swap it out.
Sure.
And someone, for some reason, that, like, the RPA that is watching the drone is just, like... RPA is remote piloted aircraft.
Thanks for
so.
That. Yeah.
I was a term you guys fucking knew. But so someone, like, just not watching the camera and, like, a fucking person goes, snags the box and, like, fucking throws a bomb in there. Or worse, they fucking somehow manage to sneak a bomb inside it and then they send the drone out.
Yeah, I mean, couldn't they also just recreate the drones and just have it flying around acting
they
like
they could. They could legitimately recreate the drones, make it look identical, and, like, it's not on anyone's radar, but someone's like, oh, that's a drone, and, like, it lands in the park, and everyone's like, oh, like, someone's like, oh, curiosity has struck me, hello, drone, and then they go over, like, I'm gonna go send this to the back to UPS, and boom.
Yeah.
Boom.
Gone. It would be, like, I don't know, I just see that there's a lot of problems that they're gonna have to,
there's a lot of problems, and then, like, what I said before with, like, the security stuff, like, what's stopping... Like, I just feel like this could turn into a thing where, like, drones take over and, like, the government starts watching us through, like, the drones and stuff like that.
Yeah, there is the possibility of, like, surveillance because they already own, like, everything.
Yeah.
Like, watching us through everything. And now the drones are going to be just another way that they can watch us. Like, and I have my own opinions on how they watch us and everything, which we can talk about at a later time. Yeah. But I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of problems, but I'm also going to play devil's advocate, and I'm going to say I'm happy that they let this pass. Because I think it's one of those things where... So, I'm in this club called Arnold Air Society. Shout out to anyone that knows what that is. But,
too much information.
Too much information about my personal life. So, I'm in this club, and, like, we basically train cadets at a very, like, more extreme level than normal, than what they're usually trained at. So, we'll, like, instead of, like, being nice with them and, like, talking to them, we'll, like, kind of more yell at them.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, be like, hey, hurry up and stuff like that. This is the way that we do our training is we either go really hard at first or really soft.
Mm-hmm.
So then we're like, okay, like we end up finding out, hey, yeah, like you guys were really easy on us. We'll get their honest opinion. And then boom, like second day, fucking ridiculous, like just absolutely utterly destroy them. And then they're like, whoa, that was too much. And then we're just like, okay, then we find our middle ground because we know where to go. I feel like with this, they're going to be able to figure out the middle ground. They're going to be able to go, like, because how would you, like, there's just so many lights that we have to be green before we can say go to this that I feel like it's like, fuck it, send it out. We'll see what the problems, like, whatever problems occur, they occur, and then we'll deal with them.
Because
I feel like there's just no way to, like, fix all the problems right now. We're not going to know. And because if not, it's never going to be released.
What about this is that you can't, like, prototyping this is difficult in the real world because you run the risk of endangering other people's lives. For the sake of efficiently prototyping.
Yeah.
And so I get where they might come from in terms of, like, wanting to get this out there as fast as possible and test everything and whatnot. But it's when you're dealing with other people's lives.
You have to be careful. You have to take the right procedures and stuff like that, or you're just going to... It could turn really bad really quick.
But
you know?
I only care about my life.
Yeah.
And mine. You're like, say that again?
One more time?
All right. That makes sense, but I feel like there are a lot of things that are out right now are endangered to people's lives.
Sure.
I feel like this is not just a big endangerment to people's life. I feel like it's going to be really hard for someone to go and, like, sneak a bomb onto one of these things and blow them up in a very, like,
Could do that. I don't know what UPS does in terms of searching for bombs in their packages, but you could probably do that with just a regular UPS package.
Yeah, and
someone could just stroll up and toss it on your
front
door.
Exactly, they might not even...
So maybe the dangers are honestly, like, the same as before.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But, like, I still get where you guys are coming from, where they do have to look out at the dangers.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, is that, like, are we closing it? Are we calling it a day?
What are we calling it?
Are we calling it a day?
This has been a day, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for watching.
Hi, Day. My name's Dad.
Oh, Dad! Where have you been?
It's been years.
Seen you in a little bit.
Nah.
I went to go get a pack of cigarettes.
We could keep talking about how that joke went completely wrong.
Awful.
We could. That was pretty bad. All right. Go ahead. Wrap it up.
All right.
Let's hear it. Sexy.
Thank you guys again.
As always, for watching, this has been the Principal Paragon Podcast YouTube channel. Today it's going to be an extravaganza.
As always, this is my good friend, Raphael.
Hola.
Lewis. If you guys enjoyed this, please leave a like. If you found any sort of value in the content today, please share it with your friends.
Or don't.
Or don't.
Don't even talk about it.
In fact, just keep it to yourself because you just landed on a gold mine.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Premium content just for you.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. It's a secret. So thank you guys so much for watching. And as always, helpful discussion is appreciated in the comments.
Goodbye.
See ya. That was good. That was good, Lewis.